Forever.
Hey there, Double Threat listeners. This is producer Brett, and my, oh my, I've been on a wild ride the past couple days. If you caught our first Double Threat live stream on Saturday, you know that I drove down to Terlingua, Texas for the 2021 Terlingua International Chili Cook-Off. It was quite an experience, lots of twists and turns, and it was all captured live on that very live stream. Tom was in LA, Julie was in New York, I was in Terlingua. We were also joined by a star-studded lineup of guests we had on Leatherface. Leatherface himself joined us, played by Anthony Atamanik. We had on Mark Zuckerberg, or was it Zark Muckerberg? I forget. Played by John Daly. We had on Keisha Zoller, DC Pearson, as well as several special guests from the Chili Cook-Off itself. And we even had on my sometimes nemesis, Patrick Kottner, from the George Lucas talk show. Patrick was, in fact, running the stream, did an incredible job. Thank you, Patrick. But if you were hoping that I wouldn't make it back from Terlingua and there may be a opening for a full-time Double Threat producer, well, you're shit out of luck, because I am back, baby. And what we've got for you today on the show is the first hour, the complete first hour of the Terlingua live stream. There's a lot of great stuff in there. You're really going to love it. But because it was a live stream, this thing is really meant to be seen. There's so much visual stuff going on. You can see me in Terlingua. You can see Tom and Julie. You can see the ventriloquist dummies. You can see Tom's Halloween costume. You can see Leatherface. You can see all the other guests. You can see me eating 10 different types of chili. There's so many different things to see. You've really got to see this to believe it. And that's why we made the complete video live stream available on Vimeo. That is 3 hours of the world's best comedy, the world's best chili, gonzo journalism, Practical Jokers-esque crowd work, the special guest I already mentioned, tons of other surprises. There's so much to love about this thing, and you can get it all for the low, low price of $5 at vimeo.com/on-demand/doublethreat-terlingua, or you just follow the link in the show notes. We had a great turnout for the live stream. Thank you so much to everybody who came out for that and bought a ticket. And we would love to keep doing more of these. And I'll just be honest with you, selling a lot of videos would definitely encourage us to do more of these. So please consider checking out that full video at vimeo.com/on-demand/doublethreat-terlingua for just $5. And now, here is the first hour of Double Threat live at Terlingua. Enjoy.
I never will forget the chili cook-off. Just to think of it, it makes my stomach lurch. I never will forget how producer Brett bought tickets to the best place on earth. On Earth. Terlingua, give me a bowl of bread. One day we'll all be dead. Brett, maybe soon. Terlingua, here is your golden boy bringing his glazes and broth. Here is where we separate the meat and bees. Here is where the music will drown out Brett's screams. Terlingua, Brett's gonna cook for you. Look what he took to you. Look what he took to you. Terlingua. After Brett arrives, soon he might not be alive. And you will love to see him cooking Texas Red with his pots and pans from home. Terlingua. Let me make my case right in front of Leatherface. Brett's gonna spice his food for his signature meat. Salt, fat, acid, and heat. There's pinto beans, kidney beans, and the beans like lima and soy. But the only chili they consider chili is the chili with no beards of Terra Lingua. Brett's coming home again, never to roam again. By
Oh my God, Julie.
Oh my God, Tom!
That was the greatest thing I've ever witnessed. I can't believe it, but I can believe it. That's the thing. I can believe it.
I can't believe we're on our first ever live stream.
I know. Can you believe it? It's exciting. I can't believe it, but I can believe it.
Exciting. Welcome, everybody.
Yes. Thank you for coming aboard. Woo! And that song. It brought tears to my eyes.
I had to dust the pipes after the pandemic, and God. Here we are. And speaking of dust, our friend Brett is in the dustiest old ghost town in the old, the old west.
All the pipes are dusted. Julie Klausner.
Well, I wish
the pipes are dusted.
I might have to get a little dusted.
You mean angel dust?
Angel dust.
Look, we're not even going to talk about what one of these sponsors sent me the other day. A box showed up.
Made me sick.
We can't even talk about that yet.
It made me sick, and even better than that, it made me high.
Yeah. But that's for another time. Today, it's all... Well, it's not all chilly. I don't want to talk about just chilly.
It's mostly chilly.
Today's all chilly for 3 hours. Can you imagine?
I mean... Yes, I can.
So, welcome, one and all. Take your seats. Sit back.
Get your snacky poos.
Get your snacky poos. Maybe some of you are working on a cup of coffee while you listen, while you watch this. Others are deep into their lunch.
And some of the more depressed of you are already up to your dinners.
What am I doing with this button? What am I, Pee Wee Herman?
No, you look great.
Thank you.
Well, you could do it any higher. You look like Gary Shandling when he would do the like high button and then he'd blouse it. Mm-hmm. That guy wore the blousiest shirts.
Yeah, he literally wore the puffy shirt that Seinfeld made fun of.
They were
on
all
the show.
Like silk. And then his hair looked like, I don't know. Just everything was so like blousy and puffy with him.
Yeah.
We're basically making poor Brett stand by while we talk about like Larry Sanders. Yeah.
Can you imagine the blow dryer budget on a Gary Shandling production?
Yeah.
My blow dryer's not working again.
I need blow dryers and blouses.
Yeah, I'm not going to go down this road.
I'm so excited. I'm still so excited.
You can't hide it. You can't hide. You're like the point.
I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it.
I am in Los Angeles.
I am in New York.
You're in New York. Brett is usually.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's usually a third face that you'll see. But we don't see that face yet.
No. Where is that face?
Shall we check in with our producer, Brett, who is in Terralingua, Texas, at the chili cook-off?
A scene report, please.
Brett, come in, Brett.
Hello.
Yay!
Oh, my God.
Hello. This. Am I coming in?
Yes.
You are.
Can you hear me?
Welcome, Brett.
Oh, thanks. Great to be here. It's great to be
Brett.
Here.
It's yeah. great to be, yeah. So you are in Terralingua, Texas.
That's right.
And, okay, that's right. You guys giving me a lot. It's, yes, I am.
No. Give us a spin. Take us, give us a spin. Yeah. What are you thinking?
You're there for the chili cook.
Wow, look at this 360 shot, Tom. Look at this.
Oh, my God.
I'm in Chili City right now. This is where all the cooks hang out, where they make the chili. And then the judging all goes on up there. That's the judging pavilion.
He pointed up to the heavens. That's where God judges us when we die.
That is the ultimate judging pavilion, to be fair.
Oh, God. And can I ask a question that I don't want to know the answer to? Is that the only Confederate flag and Trump imagery we're going to see today?
No, they're all over the place. This is basically half a chili cook-off and half a Trump rally.
You went to your Airbnb, was there a Klan robe on the pillow or did you have to find your own?
Yeah.
The sheets are just one big Klan robe. I just had to bundle up in it last night and hope for the best. Yeah.
Jesus.
What's the turndown service like?
they take you out back and
they turn you down if you're a minority. That's how they turn you down.
Yeah.
They're like, no, sorry, we're not gonna treat you like a human being.
Was there a mezuzah on the door?
Was there a mezuzah on the door, Brett?
I didn't notice, but I'll double check. I gotta go back, to check out tomorrow morning. So I'll double check.
We're not just gonna make fun of people from Texas. That's not what we're here to do.
Yeah.
We're here to watch Brett get beat up by people from Texas that we make fun of. That's my goal, Julie. I should have confessed this the whole time. I can't wait to see Brett get the crap beat out of him.
Yeah, you guys are on speaker, and I'm physically here in person, so just keep that in mind.
With his Dodgers hat on. He might as well just... What are you? You're like Andy Kaufman doing the wrestling thing.
Tom, we really need to make him shout some stuff like, I'm in love with AOC! Yeah.
I heard AOC's here. I want to get my tattoo signed.
Which one of the squad is your favorite?
Yeah.
Who are you drinking? Sorry.
So yeah, what are you drinking, Brett?
I'm drinking a Shiner Bock, trying to blend in the best I can, you know? That's a Texas beer.
Surprised you don't have your Braves hat on.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to blend in, but I also want people. I've been calling myself a journalist the past couple days.
Oh, they love those.
Oh yeah, no, that's a great move, Brett. That's exactly the play. I'm a journalist. I work for the mainstream media.
Yeah, no, maybe that's nice the best idea.
I'm a postal elite.
You've been telling people you're a journalist.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I want to sort of blend in, but also distinguish myself a little bit. You know, I'm here on assignment.
Sure.
And people love it. You should be surprised how many times I've heard the phrase double threat. The past 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Everybody here knows about the podcast. Oh, yeah, Keith was walking me around. He's like, this is the guy from Double Threat. And everybody's like, oh, Double Threat.
Now, Keith is the guy who we had on one of our chili shows.
That's right. Yeah, Keith was on the Chilogy episode. Really nice guy. He runs the show here. He took me around in a golf cart yesterday. I took video of that. Gave me a tour of the place.
Should we go to that video? Should we watch this golf cart footage?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's two porta potties. I certainly hope they're gender.
Yeah.
I can assure you those are not gender neutral porta potties.
No, I don't think so.
And those porta potties are there, but where in the camp area or the area is the diarrhea pit?
Basically anywhere. Anywhere you want it to be.
Like the porta potties are for the classy people, right? Oh, look at you. You're so fancy going in the porta potty.
Wait, I see another one, and I see some trailers.
Hey, I'll face you forward. Face you forward for a little bit.
So this is a trailer. This is a golf cart you're driving around.
with Keith when you first got. Did he pay, by the way, tell us. Let's start from the beginning. You arrived at the airport, and then you had a long drive where, according to your Twitter photos, you became unraveled immediately.
Yeah. I mean, that's one phrase for it. I would say I was sort of discovering, you know, things about myself. I feel like you call it unraveling. I would call it a, you know, self-discovery.
Okay. So walk us through these photos. Wait, no, go back one, please,
back,
Patrick.
Please.
We want to thank Patrick Kottner for being with us today. Yeah. Our pal Patrick is helping us out.
Patrick is
I go away for one trip. I go away for one weekend.
Yeah, and somebody dare like keep their eye on things to make sure we don't crumble.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep that seat warm for me, Patrick. I'm coming back for it.
You know, rather than, you know, taking their shirt off in the middle of the road.
So look at what's this first photo, Brett? Tell us about this first one.
So the first one is in, and I got to correct you on one thing, Julie. I drove all the way from Los Angeles. I drove the whole way.
I didn't know that. You didn't take a light at all?
No, I love a good road trip. If I can drive, I drive. So I drove from Los Angeles. I stopped the night in Las Cruces, New Mexico, which is where that first photo is from. So that's the hotel parking lot.
Yeah, and what kind of liquor is in that cup?
Yeah.
What is the time stamp there? Like 7:30?
Yeah.
So like a mocha schnapps?
Yeah,
so
like a
mocha schnapps. Yeah.
Espresso martini, maybe. I can't remember what I did, but something, you know, some sort of pick me up. Yeah.
So you're there. You're eating fast food in the middle of the street.
Yeah, that's in El Paso. 2 hours later, had
God's
to stop
country.
At Whataburger. Had to stop at the old Whataburger. Yeah. The Beto O'Rourke approved Whataburger.
Okay.
What's the next one? Let's get right to the okay.
Okay.
So
now you're shirtless.
From Whataburger to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is Marfa.
Legendary. That's the Prada store that's legendarily in Marfa, Texas.
Right. Art installation, Prada store in the middle of nowhere on the side of the highway. And I had to get out and take a picture. And by that point, you know, I just sort of went with what I was feeling.
Sure. No, you figured it's like, why not go for the full Butthole Surfers tribute band look? keeping with the Texas theme. You look like a Gibby Haynes's stunt double.
It's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
I saw a couple people on Twitter saying, hubba hubba, I think I have a crush on Brett after you posted this. This is a little bit of a thirst trap, Brett.
Yeah, I've been doing Twitter for a while, but this is the first thing that could, I think, qualify as a thirst trap. My first thirst trap. So,
well, you do look you do look thirsty because it looks like you're in the middle of the desert.
Yeah. Brett is cycling through all of the Twitter behaviors in an accelerated rate, like Billy Madison going from kindergarten to 12th grade. He's doing like, now he's within 6 months, now he's posting thirst trap photos. He's fought with people. He's doing it all in this like incredibly condensed timeline.
He's being shadow banned.
Yeah. Next thing is to get shadow banned and then put a little flag icon next to your name.
And then we had someone in the chat ask the question that I was actually too nervous to ask. I think Rachel maybe asked it. Who is taking these photos?
Yeah.
Julie, I'm a tech guy. I don't go out on the road unequipped. I got a backpack full of gear. I set up a little tripod in these locations.
Because I was worried that this was like the part of The Shining where you're like, who let him out of the pantry?
The bread hole surfers is, thank you, George. That's perfect. So, yeah, no, Brett,
okay,
you're,
and then,
yeah, so yeah, what's
sorry,
next?
Go ahead. Yeah, what's next?
Okay, can't wait.
And then there the big one, the homecoming. Yeah.
Breaking sad.
It was funny at first, and now it's kind of hidden.
Let Tom enjoy the joy that he has in his life, please, Brett. Please let my friend have some happiness, please.
Sorry. Yeah,
he has to take 3 billion steps by the end of the year. Just let him.
Guess how many steps I walked yesterday, Julie?
I don't know.
19,000.
Is this the last photo?
Of me? Yes. This is it for all of us. Now that photo, I feel like Brett, yeah. They can take that. Is that where you're staying?
That's where I'm staying. They call it the ruin.
Okay. It would be great because, oh, well, that's perfect. When one of these chili bandits inevitably takes your life, we could take you back to that place, turn it on its side, and bury you in that house.
That will it does have final resting coffin. Place kind of vibes. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Somebody wants to know, what's the mask policy like down there?
You are discouraged from wearing one, is the policy.
Okay.
Unless it's a hood.
No. Or a little chili scooper.
I think I literally am the only one with a mask in the entire complex. And I get a little look whenever I put it up.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you're a reporter. You're like, Brett is like...
You're a walking target, buddy. Let's put a target like, on your back.
He's like the British woman in Nashville.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just going around. What's her name? Ophelia? I can't remember.
The chaplain's daughter? Isn't that the chaplain?
I don't know, but who's the one who gets shot at the end? That's my question.
And this, I'm all and the
You're everybody.
So, Brett, tell us more about... should we look at that other video that you sent us of like...
Worry me that Brett is in Terralingua.
I've got a video tour of Terralingua that I did that's about 2.5 minutes.
We're looking at it now. You're driving down a road that has nothing, and then there's more nothing, and then there's more nothing, and this is where I would have turned back.
Yeah.
And then there's like a dinosaur, like a dinosaur museum.
Yeah, this is actually the most that I saw for about 2 hours. I mean, I was out there for 2 hours, literally in the middle of nowhere, and then suddenly I returned to civilization when I got to Terralingua. So this is actually pretty exciting, pretty populated. What you're seeing here.
Jeez, what's that on the right?
I'll turn into Ghost Town at some point. Ghost Town is the historic old mining town where all the miners lived.
Sure.
I thought you were going to say where all the miners died.
Well, they did. I have a footage of the cemetery, too, where they're all buried because most of them did end up dying of mercury poisoning.
Look, this is nice now. I think this is nice down there.
Oh, yeah. There's moths flying into the windshield.
You wouldn't, Julie.
What?
Straight shooter. Now.
Yes.
No cool, hip answer. If I bought you a nice house down there, you wouldn't move down there?
What do you mean by a nice house? A synagogue? No.
No, like a nice little, nice three-bedroom place.
Synagogues may as well come pre-gasoline. They're like somebody already threw gasoline on them.
Yeah. Well, look.
And by the way, I am going to make fun of Texas for the next 3 hours.
Yeah, so am I.
They've hurt me a lot as a woman and other.
I'm not going to make fun of Texas. Yeah, I'm not. And then all I do is make fun of it.
Oh my gosh, look at these little houses.
Oh, that's nice. If I bought you that place.
Huh?
You wouldn't give everything up and move down there.
Well, I'd want to have a conversation with you.
Okay.
It's my honest answer. Oh, wow. Look at this with those two crosses. There's so many things here that say turn back now to me. This is like that's the graveyard. Now we're in
the cemetery. Yeah.
Cemetery. Okay. Oh, you want to go in that little hole? Stick your head. There's a lot of holes that you see. Like.
And this is where I had dinner last night. Starlight TV.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah, nice little bar and grill, little music going on.
Did you get your booster yet?
I did, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to help me, though. This is like, I think it's, this is like a battle of titans is my booster versus this this chili cook-off.
You know, so we'll trouble. That place you had dinner at, if Salma Hayek comes out with a snake doing a sexy dance, run!
Red Brett Redemption. Absolutely.
That's good.
Was the food excellent though?
It was good. It was like hearty, you know. It was good hearty fare. I had a nice margarita. Very nice.
You order from the kids menu, which the Buzz Lightyear and a margarita.
No, Brecko's big.
So what'd you get? A steak?
No, I got like a grill. It was like a grilled chicken breast with a mushroom sauce. Anytime I see a mushroom sauce, 90% chance I'm getting that. Mm-hmm. So it had like a cream mushroom sauce, mashed potatoes.
Speaking of mushrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you on them?
I'm wondering when the Tirlawaska ceremony begins. Because here's the thing, you're going to be puking anyway.
Right.
You may as well. Tom, what do you think of that? Ayahuasca, Tirlingua?
Oh, no, that sounds like a bad idea. I think Brett needs his wits about him.
I know.
I'm worried that he had that beer. I think that was pushing it.
You bring it yourself, Brett? But it was closed.
Well, I'm nursing this. You know, I'm not going too hard right now. I'm nursing. This is really just, you know, like I said, kind of trying to blend in a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see how the day goes. But I'm with Tom. I'm trying to stay, particularly with this phone on speakerphone and me walking around, you know, I'm trying to keep my wits about me, trying to keep an eye on the exits, if you know what I mean.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got there last night. Toward the hills.
But the hills have eyes.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, Keith said don't go in the hills. The hills are dangerous.
You know what I learned recently, Tom, what we both learned at the same time about half an hour ago, is that Brett is not actually entering the chili contest. And I did not know that.
No, that was, we were I don't want to say deceived or duped. Those are strong words. But
we were disappointed. We were disappointed.
I feel we were misled through that Brett had pushed it as if he was going to go down there and show them what he's got. And then now he's telling us that he's there to judge the stuff, but
that's
not.
Well, remember, I kept asking him for like the last 3 weeks, have you been practicing and like, how have you been using your glazes and rubs with like getting ready for the chill? And he just, I think he like either answered, he answered me or he brushed me off. But either way, he let me go on believing that he was entering. Yeah.
I did let the illusion persist a little bit because I'll be honest. I felt great. You thinking that I would be a good enough chili cook to qualify for this, it felt really good. And I was like, I mean, eventually I'm gonna have to tell her, but give me like 2 weeks where Julie thinks that I'm actually down here to cook.
Yeah.
Because these are the best chili cooks in the world, you know. There's no way I would qualify for this. There's a whole process. You gotta do regional cook-offs, then you move up in the ranks.
Yeah, you gotta read the Elders of Zion. There's a
You gotta be able to recite passages from Protocols of Elders of Zion.
Mein Kampf, you at least need to know like what's the gist of the intro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no, I'm just here to judge. But you know, I wanted.
It's more of a your Kampf than a my Kampf. It's my favorite scene in Boogie Nights.
It's more of a U. What is it?
A YK than an MK.
I go to relationship counselors. They're like, how about it's an R Kampf? And I say, this is a dream. Mm-hmm. And then I wake up and I night eat.
Man, night eating. That's the
There's
best
some early judging rounds going on right now. I'm going to walk back up that air. Walk back up.
What chili area. have you had any chili yet?
Yeah,
no, I'm keeping my palate clean. I haven't eaten anything today. I haven't
since
eaten
since the mushroom chicken mashed potatoes thing last night. You haven't eaten anything besides
that beer? Nothing since. I'm keeping it. I've drank a lot of water, but I'm keeping the palate clean for I'm in the pre-final round, which is the semi-final round. So I get to taste the good stuff, the stuff that's going to go on to the finals. I basically will be choosing who gets into the final round of this international tour. Yeah. I mean, I'm one of six judges, but I'm in there. I'm in this thing.
You know what I learned from today, Julie? It's not hard to become a judge at Terralingua.
I don't know. He seems like he got the royal welcome. He got the VIP treatment. Did Keith pick you up in that golf cart from your Airbnb and drive you to the...
No, I drove down, but then Keith said, when you get here, you know, have him radio me and I'll come and pick you up. So I radioed him. He came and picked me up. And I got that video footage of him tooling me around in the golf cart, giving me a little history of Terralingua.
And
we got a judge coming in here now. This guy's a city slicker. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Brett's just like, you got any tofu?
How does it smell? Does it smell good?
It's tough because you got the desert winds blowing in, which kind of dissipates the smell. I think when I get in the actual judging arena, then the smell will probably overtake me. You know, then sure. I'll be able to really lock in on it. But right now, it's just, you know, I'm just smelling desert.
It looks really hot. Are you hot?
It's not too bad. There's a breeze coming through.
What's the temperature down there in Terralingua right now?
We're going to go to our traffic and weather here in Terralingua. Brett Boehm, what are the highs and the lows?
Our correspondent, Brett Boehm, is at the chili cook-off down in Terralingua.
I mean, that's basically what our show has become.
Brett, what's going on down there at this chili cook-off? You're going to be a judge at this thing?
Yeah, guys, we got clear skies down here. We're at a balmy 82 degrees. I'm feeling good. I'm going to judge some chili. Tell them what I think. Judge it. I can show you the judging criteria in a bit. It's quite interesting.
And he's tough but fair. That's what the female anchor would say.
And now let's go to sports. We got our double B baseball team. We got the Terralingua Toilet Children. They lost 9-0 last night, and they're not going to be in the double B playoffs.
What are you standing next to, Brett? What is next to you? Is that
I'm going to go get my charger. I got a portable charger that I'm picking up. This is very exciting. Sorry, I'll put myself.
Okay, so should we let you charge for a bit and then we'll come check in on
It's a portable charger, so I can carry it around with me.
Okay, that was my way of actually trying to be polite about like.
Sorry, I misread that. Yeah, you can boot me off anytime.
No, we're not gonna.
We're not booting you off. Charge up.
No, we're not gonna boot you off because we're concerned about you. Before we take a minute. Because we've got another guest in the waiting room.
Oh, that's exciting.
But what I was going to say is, could you give us a sense of like what the schedule of activities is today?
Yeah. So starting in around 2 o'clock my time, so that would be Julie, 3 o'clock your time. They got a little table for me and I can sit down and maybe interview some people. Some people might stop by to interview around 2. And then around 3, I mean, this is all rough, but around 3 is when my judging round will probably start. I can film the judging round if you guys want to watch me eat chili.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Wait,
at what time? What?
So this is my time, 2 o'clock. So I'm going to go with Eastern time. So 3 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay.
Can interview some people. 4 o'clock Eastern time, chili judging. Hopefully. Great. As long as everything stays on schedule.
Okay. Well, stay on for a second because we have our guest we want to join in.
Amazing.
The guest should say hello to you and then
okay,
we'll
great.
Charge,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. So Patrick, can we bring in our guest? Is our guest ready? Look at us.
Hey everybody.
Look who's here, Brett. It's Leatherface.
Hi.
Oh my god, Leatherface.
Hi, it's Leatherface. Hi.
That's incredible.
How's it going, guys? Everything good?
Yeah, we're pretty good, Leatherface. How are you today?
You know, I'm okay. I'm like sort of in the midst of a reinvention. And it's been really hard. It's been a tough couple of years. You know, I'm one of those people who says, thank God for the pandemic. I got a chance to sort of reboot and understand who I was. You know, obviously I suffered a lot of family trauma. And my trauma is, I like to call it another skin mask over my actual skin mask. And that's my real skin. And, you know, yeah, I Shabbat Shalom to you too. And it's funny. I'm so glad that you said that, because I have converted to Judaism. And, you know, it's funny. I am going on Chapo. So one of the big things for me is that I really discovered my political voice in the last 5 years.
Okay.
And, you know, I campaigned for Bernie, as you can see. I'm actually running for a local Austin office for the DSA, and I'm really excited about it because I just feel like there is two, you know, one of the things in my family, in my home, was we did share everything, and we really did share everything. And sometimes maybe we shared a little too much. I've had sex with my mother. I've had sex with my father. I've had sex with all of my siblings. And, you know, and I do rank lists. Excuse me? Oh, I thought somebody yelled something. Anyway, so I've had sex with everybody. And yes, I was the kind of guy who processed my trauma by cutting the faces and skin off of other people and wearing them, because I needed to wear a different mask. And this is the problem in a capitalist society, is that we're so often trying to get more and gain more. And skin wasn't enough for me. I needed more skin. Because I was always trying to chase something, and I was always trying to be like, who am I? And I got to present to this world about earnings and money, and we got to chase everything. And, you know, why not? Everybody could have something. Everybody should be having basic needs met, electrical, you know, a $25 minimum wage. And one of the big things is, when Black and brown women who are leftists get progressives get elected to Congress, it's incumbent upon us white middle-aged men to turn on them immediately and project them as cowards and sellouts, because that's what the leftist movement is all about. I mean, I don't know if you guys listen to Jimmy Dore. He's a hero of mine. And, you know, one of the big things about Jimmy Dore is he doesn't pull any punches, you know? Yeah, sure. Is he going through late stage dementia? Yeah. But that doesn't mean anything. I mean, someone with late stage dementia can still host a Nazi and not know it. And big deal, you know? Maybe these Nazis have some good ideas, and maybe we need to listen to them. And maybe that's, you know, there's an old ad for Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and it says chocolate and peanut butter. And if you look at the two political spectrums in this country right now, it's socialists and fascists. And why don't we bring them together and make some national socialists? National socialist fascist, it's perfect. And I think that the beauty is that the movement on the left right now is doing such a great job of bringing those two things together, of bringing nationalism and socialism together in a way that we haven't seen in like 80 years. And I'm really excited to be a part of it.
Thanks, Leatherface. Yeah. Wow, you really, by the way, you look amazing. I love that you're in a suit and tie.
You look great.
Like, you really came the table ready to you know, attack the issues. And what are you holding there, Leatherface?
Well, I swapped out my threatening chainsaw for something a little more interesting. I'm opening a pop-up restaurant in Austin on 6th Street for the month. It's called Skin. And this is my mixer. And I sort of run out to the restaurant and go like this to everybody. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to get you. And then I serve. We don't understand what skin can do and how delicious skin is. Most of the vitamins are on skin. When we skin a carrot, we're killing the vitamins. And so we serve only the skin of a carrot, the skin of a cucumber, chicken skin. We serve in leather bowls. And some of them might've been guests of the house, but that's a long time ago. And I think
said it just opened.
Huh? Yeah, just opened. But I took my family skin bowls, and that's part of the kitsch of it, is like,
oh, like
you're in my house, you're right, with my family, but you're going to have a delicious 5-course tasty menu. And you'd be amazed what we can do with chocolate pudding skin. It's really incredible.
Ooh.
I hope you can come by and check it out.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
There was that episode of Seinfeld with the pudding skins.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. I just watched the episode of Seinfeld where George gets locked out of his friend group because Elaine wants to hang out with Susan. And it was really funny.
Yeah.
I've never seen Seinfeld before.
Saying the worlds are colliding.
Yeah, it's, you know, listen, my favorite is Cheers because they threatened to rape Diane 5 times in the first season. Oh my God. And I think that, like, where's TV now? You know,
Brett, how can I just ask a question? Brett, are you far away enough from people listening that, like, they honestly, my only concern is that they don't see the Bernie poster. It's less about what Leatherface is saying, and it's more about like the whole, the big. Yeah, it looks like you're far away from the action.
Yeah, I'm pretty far away. As you know, I'm a huge Leatherface fan. Leatherface, this is really a huge honor to meet you.
Thank you,
person like this. I've always said you're really misunderstood and always try to, you know, put in a good word for you. So I came out over here kind of isolated myself because I wanted to hear everything you said. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is a real pleasure, real treat.
Well, thanks. And Brett, really, it's not about an honor. We're on the same plane. We're on the same playing field. You know, I did some stuff that made me more notable at some point in my life, but that really isn't about who I am. I'm all about equality. I'm all about diversity, intersectionality, and that's making great. Sure that everything is intersecting in some way. Where
and you're being awfully public facing, Leatherface. Are you angling for public office? Is that, or did I miss?
I am running for Austin City Council for the DSA. I'm running under the People's Party. Jimmy Dore and a couple other people. A proud socialist on Twitter. I don't know if you've ever seen him. He's fantastic. And
we had a question from the chat. What yes. your opinion is on mask mandates?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, I do a lot of shows with Joe, you know, in Austin. That's Rogan. So I do a lot of stuff with Rogan. And obviously, you know, I am followed by Glenn Greenwald, which is a real honor. And I do have a Substack launching in just a couple of months.
Congratulations.
It's called Look at These Poor People. And I just post different pictures of poor people so that leftists can fetishize their poverty from the comfort of their own home and then tweet about it.
So I'm sorry to have to be, you know, whatever journalist, but like, can we bring it back to the mask mandates, Mr. Leatherface?
I just think that, like, when we're talking about individual freedom, there's a long history in progressive movements of making sure that the government's not imposing its will through corporate masters to tell us what to do.
I see what his answer is, Tom.
And I feel like a mask is, listen, all I'm saying is that only 1% of people who get COVID die. 99% of them are fine. They're totally healthy. And maybe
Leatherface, don't you think that's easy for you to say because you're always wearing a mask?
Yeah, I would agree with Julie on this. You're not going around truly maskless.
Well, I mean, it's not like it is HIPAA approved. I mean, there is, you know, a huge, sweaty, dirty mouth hole, and it's constantly bacteria riddled. This is human skin. So,
have you gotten COVID, Leatherface?
5 times, yes.
5? Wow, that's, you're going for the record.
I actually got COVID during my COVID, and I actually coughed up Kinder Egg. I just coughed up Kinder eggs. There was so much gelatinous stuff in my lungs, so much phlegm, and it was coming out in full husk, chocolate-covered husk. I mean, I eat a lot of chocolate, so I'm guessing it just sort of combined in my body. But yeah, I was coughing up Kinder eggs.
Was that hard for you, Leatherface, to lose your sense of taste and smell, since I know that you're such a gourmand?
Oh, well, we were just doing the run-up. We were actually doing all the tasting, and it was really terrible.
For the Skin restaurant?
For Skin. And yeah, it was really hard to lose my taste and smell, but it's back now. And so when I eat, it's great, because cucumbers now taste like old cum. And a hamburger tastes like a perineum that hasn't been washed. And I also can eat straight out of an ashtray. I can eat Newport stubs and they taste like buffalo chicken wings. So it's pretty amazing.
Leatherface, quick take on cancel culture. What do you think?
I just feel like, here's the thing. Is there really a cancel culture, or is it that people are taking things? Listen, you know, I obviously want equality for everybody. And I want to elevate voices of different, you know, I want to step out of the way. And the way that I step out of the way is by getting in front of everything. And one of the other, and listen, the only time someone black or brown could experience prejudice is if they ever attain any form of elected power or any visibility in a way that I immediately have to label them a sellout because now they're visible. And so to me, it's about invisibility, and that's where equality sort of lives.
Okay, I feel like I don't understand your answer at all, but I think we should.
Can I ask one quick thing? Is the 5-time COVID club kind of like the 5-timers club for SNL? Is there like,
yeah, Lauren?
Is there like a, do you really?
Yes, Tom Hanks presented me with a wreath because, you know, obviously he's a 5-timer, and it was
he funny. Is?
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Hanks has had COVID 5 times.
Yeah, they only reported the first one, but he got it 5 more times. And Lauren Michaels does a private, sort of private SNL. Wow. And he hosts anyone who's had COVID more than 5 times, and they can perform maskless.
Who's the musical guest?
It's The Weeknd.
The Weeknd has had COVID 5 times.
Yeah, The Weeknd. Yeah, Long Weeknd we call him because he had long COVID.
Okay.
So yeah, it's pretty great. But I'm actually excited because I'm I just got a job as the armorer on Rust.
No, Leatherface, no. We're moving on. Leatherface, Brett is in Terlingua at a chili cook-off. We want the two of you to talk about that. Also, is that a coffin behind you, Leatherface, or is that just what your desk looks like?
That is actually, I keep a turtle in there.
Okay, so okay, Brett and nice. Leatherface, you guys must have a lot of overlapping interests between Brett, like thinking you're misunderstood and being a huge fan of yours, and also Leatherface, you know, Brett is at a chili event and there's a lot of meat in chili, so you guys have that in common.
I love human meat.
Why don't the two of you kind of like, sort of have a little love fest right now?
Yeah, I was going to ask Leatherface, obviously huge fan, I said that before, say it enough, huge fan. I'm about to judge this chili cook-off. I'm wondering, you know, as a gourmand, you know, if you can give me any tips on what I should look for, you know, what constitutes a really good chili?
I mean, a great chili is a balance between heat, spice, and smoke. And so the first thing is that heat and spice are often confused, but they're really not in the same category. Heat, one has to do with the temperature of the chili, but also the sort of sustaining flavor on the tongue. How long does that heat last, and how does it transform as you as it goes down? Spice is the balance of flavor. You want to have something. I mean, I like things like cumin and coriander. I like smoked paprika. Think that there's which leads us into smoke. And it depends because. Then you have the fatty content of a cheese. Is it a straight chili? Are we putting a cheese top on it? There's also fats that can cut the spice. So sometimes you're looking at a really hot chili, but then you're putting a little sour cream and cheese on it, and it's actually bringing that volume back down, right?
Right. Salt, fat, acid, heat.
Exactly. So, I mean, what I aim for is a balance, but, you know, the real test is when it comes out. You know, what is it like when it comes out? That's the end of the chili contest for me.
Oh,
and so I should wait to make a final judgment until I have a chance to go to the bathroom. I have to go through the full process before I can make the
process because
follow the lead of the other judges, Brett.
Is it a power pump? Is it a straight shot? Is
Leatherface, do you have any questions for Brett?
Brett. Brett. So what made you decide to go out here and do this chili contest today?
Oh, thanks. Great question. It all started on this show on Double Threat. We were talking about chili on an episode. We had two chili experts come out, and they told me about this you know, magical place out here in the desert where they do a chili cook-off. And I said, I got to go. Can I be a judge? And they said, yeah, you can be a judge. And that's kind of it. That was the story. And so I came down here.
And this is hosted at Area 51?
It's Area 52. It's the one next door. But we're hoping, apparently they said you can get into Area 51 at night.
So the funny thing is Area 51 and Area 52 had a civil war much like ours. And if you look behind Brett, you can see a lot of Confederate flag imagery. So
and
Area
dead
52,
aliens.
So Area 52 actually, you know, lost the war, but yeah. They are still clinging to the iconography of it for some reason.
Yeah, well, it's true. Well, it is a symbol of power for them. So what do you think the chances are someone there accidentally shoots somebody?
And what do you think the odds are of someone intentionally shooting you?
I mean, fatally or just like kind of flesh wound? I mean, I think there's a pretty.
They're making you dance. Do you think, Brett? Do you think there's a chance somebody makes you dance?
They're gonna shoot at your. What are you wearing? Vans? What kind of shoes you got on now, Brett?
Oh, Skechers. I got boots on. I wore little boots.
You Texas wore boots?
Cowboy boots? Let me see.
Nah, they're from H&M.
Show us your boots.
Show us your boots.
Yay! Yeah, no,
you're H&M boots. Pretty
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeehaw!
You know, the only problem with them, Brett, I have a question for you. Do you know that over 90% of H&M's products are produced in third world countries with people who get paid subhuman living wages? And
Leather
how
face?
Do you justify wearing boots like
we
that?
We would love it if the two of you got along.
This is what I like about Leatherface is he's honest. He calls you out on your shit.
Exactly.
So I got to say, you know, you're right, Leatherface. I'm sorry. I got to reevaluate where I shop and think about it in a larger context. You know, the global economy, late stage capitalism, all that kind of stuff. I really got to get my shit together.
See, Brett, I appreciate it. That was like a test and you passed it. And I have to say, you know, at my age, you don't really make new friends, but I consider you a friend.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I know we just met, but it just feels like you and I would connect on a lot of levels. And I would love to be able to send you some fundraising information.
Yeah, please.
And Leatherface, based on what you're wearing, is it true that you are going to be in a community theater production of Reservoir Dogs? Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. Julie, this is so amazing. Yes, I'm playing Mr. Pink, and it's a musical.
Let's hear it.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that stink? Oh, it's Mr. Pink. I'm gonna dance around you while you sit in a chair and think. Whoa, 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 watch out. Ooh, gotcha. My. Why can't I be Mr. White? I think that I'm pink. And when I make a stink, you'll be the first to know. Now let's get ready to go and walk really slow down the street like we're hip.
Oh my God, that is amazing. And when does this open, Leatherface?
Incredible.
We're performing it on a Zoom. We're doing a read through Zoom on StreamYard next week, and tickets are $75.
And who else is in the cast, Leatherface?
Glenn Greenwald, Jimmy Dore, Bree Joy Gray, Proud Socialist. It's Aaron Mate. It's like a really great group of people, and Glenn will be translating. And Glenn also has all of his children and dogs performing in it.
Great. Well, Leatherface, it's such a pleasure to host you. Feel free to come back on a little later and check in. I know Brett has 10 minutes before the actual judging. Yeah, so we're going to see. This is actually going to be a huge treat for us, Leatherface, because we've never seen Brett eat.
Or interact with other humans beside ourselves.
Oh, my God. I feel like, Brett, you and I could be the same person. No one has ever lived who's seen me eat. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, this is incredible. I'm excited, and I'll definitely pop in, and I'm going to make sure to come up with some other things to say that are not broadcastable or would be edited out of the podcast.
Well, there's no editing. This is all live. And then we'll also, you know, let you know, Leatherface, that Brett is walking around with us on speakerphone.
It's okay. I mean, I am physically here. This isn't a green screen.
Look around. Look around him. Brett, do a 360 again, please. Show Leatherface.
Nobody can hear me. Plus, they'd probably be happy with what
I'm
doing.
Hold on. Actually, Leatherface, stay on the line for a second. could you go up to one of the booths? We want to hear you talk to someone.
Sure.
Thanks. And Leatherface, maybe you could like suggest something for Brett to say, but then we have to be quiet. Please?
Okay. Okay. Why don't you break the ice by saying, "Boy, it's a little chilly in here."
Wait, hold on. I'm hearing some echo thing. Is that on Brett's end? Brett, did you turn? I think someone was announcing.
Brett muted us.
Oh, because someone's like announcing that the thing is about to start. Maybe.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay. I muted it. There was an announcement about a lost phone.
Or do you have a sweater? I feel chilly.
Yeah, say that to someone.
Or stick your hand in a vat of chili and go, "I feel chilly."
No, don't do that. Yeah. Not yet. Not until he's going to get kicked out before he judges the thing.
That's true.
I never realized how hot my skin mask is until just.
Well, leave it on for a little while longer, Leatherface. Not going to be that much longer. Brett, are there any women at this thing?
Yes.
And then do they need help? Can you?
Yeah.
If you see a woman,
I'll keep an eye out.
Okay, good for
maybe
you.
Maybe an older woman, like maybe flirt with her a little. Say something like, what was the question, Leatherface? What was the
thing? Hey, do you have a sweater? I feel a little chilly. Just feel the side of her body.
No, don't touch anybody's body.
Touch anyone.
No, don't
touch skin. It's
No, it's not fine. It's not even a little bit fine. You don't touch
That's
anybody.
The opposite of what's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been to plenty of Bernie rallies, and it was essentially a bacchanalian orgy.
Okay, let's all be quiet so we can hear Brett interact with someone. Brett, just find someone and talk to them. Say anything.
Right. Okay, great. I'm gonna go. There's chili cooks all over the place. I'm gonna go up to this one right here and see what's going on.
Just shoot the breeze with them. We want to hear you talk to someone who's not us. We'll be quiet.
This is terrifying right now because this could be end of Brett.
Can you guys tell me a little bit about your group here, you guys? I'm sorry, I'm going around just checking in. I'm filming for the cook-off.
Oh, okay. Well, that's my mom.
Hi, how's it going? I'm Brett.
Hi,
Nancy. Nice to meet you.
That's my aunt. Kind of a family thing. She's been cooking the longest out of us. She's been coming to the
I've been coming to
2011. Wow, 2011. Okay, wow. So this is your 10-year anniversary then?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And how long has the family been? Do you have a special recipe that's just your family's recipe?
I mean, like I said, she's been cooking like 20 years.
Yeah.
And she kind of gave us a recipe, and we had to tweak our own.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty much basically the same.
Yeah, yeah. And is it like a secret, or do you share it with other people, or is it? It's bigger, yeah. And somebody was telling me it's like, even if you knew the ingredients, it's about like the process. Is that true for you guys? Where even if somebody had the ingredients, they would be able to do what you do. Right. Mixed bias. Well, even though you have the same chili. Oh my gosh, that's interesting. Wow. Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
Brett,
I appreciate it. Good luck.
Brett, turn around. Wait, Brett, we have two questions for them. One is, do you guys realize you look like ketchup and mustard?
No, don't. I can't handle that.
Don't say that. Please. Okay, don't say that. No. Don't say that. And just say, my friends are on the phone. They asked me to say this. Do you have a sweater? I'm feeling a little chilly. Just say, my friends are on the phone. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got one more thing to do for them. My boss is talking to me. They want to have like a little joke on the thing. So I got a dumb joke for you. I'm really sorry to do this.
Okay.
All right. Do you guys have a sweater for me? Because I'm feeling a little chilly.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right.
Tell them about the Leatherface 2022.
Easy. If that's.
They loved it.
Yeah. They loved it.
There you go.
Never saw an easier laugh in my life.
Brett, we work together so well. We're like George Wendt and John Ratzenberger. It's perfect.
Yeah, God. It really is the new Cheers.
Leatherface, have you ever had a John Ratzenberger?
Huh? Were you asking me?
Yeah.
I thought you asked Brett. No, but I do remember the time that the gang set Diane up with a serial killer and thought it was a fun prank. And that's, I feel like if there's anything about that show I love, it was that it was five seasons of abusing Diane Chambers until she had a complete character flip and became obsessed about marriage.
Brett, we want you to talk to one other person before the judge begins in 3 minutes, right? The judging starts in 3 minutes.
There's a woman over here dressed as Dorothy from Wizard of Oz.
Okay, talk to her. Talk to her. Okay.
Ask her if she made chili out of Toto.
Okay. Here we go.
That's Glinda. Oh my gosh, it's Glinda.
Right, hey. You don't know your Wizard of Oz.
No, behind her is Dorothy, I think.
What's going on? Why are you guys dressed?
There's
like
a winged monkey.
Because this is our show.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yes. So cool. You know all about show and champagne. Yeah. Extra small shows. We only have four people.
Okay.
Wizard of Oz is my favorite movie.
Great movie.
I love Glinda.
Great movie.
So we did this at Texas Lady State in April.
Yeah.
And we won.
Oh wow, congratulations.
And so now we're here and now we're doing.
Keep the magic going.
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations and good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Have a good one.
Ask about the winged monkey. Sorry, Tom, go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
Ask about the winged monkeys.
We want to know about that winged monkey.
What are the winged monkeys?
There is a winged monkey next to her.
I like how Brett's like, great movie, great movie. Love the movie. What's a winged monkey?
Yeah, exactly. Do you know there's a yellow brick road in it, too?
Ask her to turn you into a pot of chili.
Turn me into okay, yeah, yeah, okay.
No, don't do that. Just ask her about the winged monkey.
No, but ask about the winged monkey, then say, final thing, can you turn me into a pot of chili?
Can you also ask her how she feels about the fact that her sister was murdered by a house?
All right, what question do you want me to ask first?
Okay, ask about the winged monkey, A. B.
Just ask about it?
Well, there was one behind her. Say, what's the deal with that thing? Or unless it's a person, in which case, ask for an introduction.
It's just a cardboard cutout. What do you mean, what's the deal with it?
I didn't know that. You're
in the Seinfeld voice. So what's the deal with this monkey?
Hey, okay.
Oh, okay, forget about the winged monkeys. Forget about the winged monkeys.
Ask her if she can touch you with her wand and turn you into a vat of chili.
Okay, all right.
And then ask her how it felt for her sister to get murdered by a house, and then clarify, not Dr. House by Hugh Laurie, an actual house. Right.
My boss had one more thing.
My boss.
Yes!
That didn't work. I'm not cheering.
Yay! All right, have a good one.
Did you ask about her sister?
No, he didn't.
I forgot.
No, Brett. Did something so much fun. She did something so fun that he didn't want to ruin it with that joke. I get it.
No, Brett, you're doing a great job. This is amazing.
You're doing a great job,
Brett. Reading the room.
Is it time to report to the judge tent yet?
What time is it your time, Julie?
3.
Nah, I got an hour.
What? I thought we were working towards 3 p.m. So what are you going to do?
3 p.m. is like I can start interviewing people, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Were they going to set you up with a table or something?
Yeah, yeah. They got a table set up there where I can go sit, and they might bring me some people to interview.
Yeah, let's do that. Go there. Go there. Do that.
Yeah, why don't you do that? We'll check in with you in a minute.
Okay.
Hey, Brett, why don't you get... Yeah, go. You go get situated. What
do you have any regrets about this, Brett?
Honestly, no. Not a one.
Let's keep asking him that every 15 minutes, Tom.
Yeah. You have any regrets?
It does seem to be, as somebody who's really into infrastructure and city planning, it does seem to be a very confused layout. Like, there doesn't seem to be any order to it. People are sort of setting up Bedouin-style tents wherever they want. Is there any sort of central planning or sort of area that is organized?
There actually is. Yeah, it's, like, fairly organized. There's, like, there's some infrastructure. They got their own cell tower. There is definitely, even though it might not look like it, there is like real organization to the campground and the different units here. I mean, they've
are
got
you vaccinated,
shade, they've got a couple of bars.
Are you vaccinated,
bro?
Are you vaccinated?
I'm vaccinated and boosted.
So do you think that maybe that's why you're getting such great reception there so close to the cell tower?
Yeah, because you are a cell tower now.
You're essentially a cell tower, and you have that Luciferian
molecule. Well, that's why I did it. I did it for the. I don't really believe in COVID, but I did it for the bandwidth.
Are any of the chili spoons sticking to you? Are any of the chili spoons being drawn to you because you're magnetic also?
Yeah. You know, now that you say it, I thought it just like fell on me, but now that you're saying it, yeah, I think. I did notice like different
you have
silverware.
Ladles. You have all these ladles stuck to your back.
Picking one of them off. Yeah.
Did your wife make you get vaccinated so your wedding ring would stay on?
Oh.
I mean, that's not really a problem with the way I eat, but I guess it doesn't hurt.
Is that the cast of Dune approaching you behind you? Oh, no.
Which one of those four porta potties is the cleanest?
Man, you couldn't pay me to watch Dune.
You could pay me a fair living wage.
How surprised would we be if a sandworm just jumped out from where behind Brett is right now?
Not that surprised at this point. I would say anything's possible.
This really looks like he's walking around the set of Independence Day in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Mars Attacks.
Or he's in the Manson family now. He's in Manson 2021.
Are you, Brett?
I mean, yeah, I've been talking to someone named Chili Fromm. I think that's the equivalent of Squeaky Fromm. Chili Fromm was giving me they kind of based this whole thing on the Manson family, I think.
Brett, I'm just gonna say, if you run into anybody and they say try my chili, and then you go, okay, what's your name? And they say, my name is Z-Z-Z Zadfrak Glutz. Run! Don't eat the chili. Run it could be a motel hell situation.
Run to your phone and flip it around so we could meet her.
You know what's so crazy? Yeah. Motel Hell was only 20 minutes away from my house. Can you believe that?
Wow, that's interesting. It's kind of like when Bon Jovi and Skid Row were both from Sayreville, New Jersey.
Yeah, I mean, we used to go by there all the time. My mom would always be like, we are never staying there. Do you see how many heads are in the front yard? It was like there were, you know, like six heads buried up to their neck. She was like, it was embarrassing. You know, she said you should do your gardening in the back. And then we slept together.
So... Brett, are you going to interview people or are you going to?
Yeah, I'm going to go sit down for a little. I'm going to go sit down for a little bit in the judging pavilion. And if anybody comes up and wants to get interviewed, I'll let you know.
Sure.
Okay, I'm just going to hang tight.
How about Leatherface? We'll say goodbye for now. And then maybe you can pop in a little later. Sure. And then maybe Tom and I can do like some trivia or what else do we have? Hey, Cotner, do you want to sign on? Cotner, come on and say hi.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Patrick.
How are you?
Who it is?
Hey.
Yay!
Hey, Leatherface. How are you guys?
Skin. God, I'd like to cut that off and wear it. God, so smooth.
Come on by, Leatherface. You can do whatever you want.
Patrick's in his 20s. That's why his skin is so good.
I know. It's so beautiful. Not my God, long. I have to do like 20 minutes in the morning at night just to have this.
Mm-hmm. So it's the top of the hour. Let's. We'll
let's check in. Let's check in.
Well, Brett, you regroup. Leatherface, we'll check back in with you, and then
check
we'll
back
move
in
on
with me. I gotta plug something later.
Yeah.
Well, no, we're gonna plug some. Wait, we're gonna plug it now, and then maybe we'll see you later. There's a new podcast called The Phony and Callie Show, and that is on what podcast network can people find that on? Leatherface.
It's on All Things Comedy. But you can find it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Omni FM.
And this is the Phony and Callie Show. And this stars Anthony Tamanic and John Gemberling. And
yeah, I'd love to wear their skin.
And those two are on the phone together being goofballs and having like conversations that they would have ordinarily that people can listen in on. Is that
yes, and
say?
They also bring on close friends to do a three-way. Mm-hmm. And so I have a feeling some people might be in the future, hopefully on the show. And we also improvise, which we actually do. They improvise in their private phone calls. And Anthony's amazing. He does incredible soundscapes to these improvs and just makes them come alive.
Wow.
I can't wait to hear
that. What a talented guy.
Cool guy.
And John records all the music. So we're they're really thrilled about it. And if whenever I have a chance, taking a break from campaigning or running skin or going home and having sex with my whole family, I always listen.
Great. Well, it's called the Phony and Collie Show, and hopefully we will see more of you later, Leatherface. We love you. And yes, whatever you said, that.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Thank you, Leatherface.
Thank you, Leatherface.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Peace and love and geese better hurry.
Peace and love and salt and fat.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.